Two Midland eateries and a group home in Penetanguishene have been dinged for multiple infractions by the local health unit. Wild Wing on King Street in Midland was cited for close to a dozen infractions last month following a routine inspection on December 16, 2024 by the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit. A visit by a health inspector noted five critical and five non-critical infractions, including failure to meet wholesomeness of the food, failure to ensure the food premises was maintained with clean floors and/or in good repair, failure to provide adequate refrigeration space for food storage, and failure to maintain equipment, utensils and/or multi-service articles in good repair and/or safe condition. The online report also noted the restaurant did not meet general housekeeping conditions. This included a failure to maintain ventilation system to ensure elimination of odors, fumes, vapors, smoke, or excessive heat. Failure to ensure room kept free from materials, equipment not regularly used. And failure to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner. The report also noted the restaurant was not in compliance with ensuring multi-service articles and food contact surfaces were cleaned and sanitized after each use and following operations where contamination may have occurred, as well as a failure to maintain potentially hazardous foods at internal temperature of 4 degrees Celsius or lower. According to the report, equipment and/or product was seized and destroyed, education was provided and a report with required actions was reviewed. Training was recommended and the restaurant was closed. Another downtown Midland spot was cited for multiple health and safety infractions late last year. Royal Tea on King Street was found to have five non-critical infractions and two critical infractions following a December 18, 2025 routine inspection by a health unit inspector. Those included failing to maintain the premise free from conditions that may be a health hazard, adversely affecting the sanitary operation of the premise, or adversely affecting the wholesomeness of the food, food premises not maintained with clean floors and/or in good repair, failure to maintain single-service containers and articles free from contamination, and failure to ensure room kept free from materials, equipment not regularly used. The inspector also cited the business for failing to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner, failing to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests, failing to clean and sanitize food contact surfaces or equipment after each use and as often as necessary, and failing to ensure racks, shelves or pallets are clean and designed to protect against contamination. Education was provided, a report with required action was reviewed and the restaurant was closed. Meanwhile, a Jan. 6 follow-up inspection at Jennings Lodge in Penetanguishene found no existing or new violations. The group home had previously been issued several infractions after a routine inspection on December 10, 2024 determined multiple violations, ranging from failure to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests to failure to ensure rooms are kept free from materials, equipment not regularly used, and failing to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner. As a result, the inspector noted acceptable temporary measures were put in place, education was provided and a report with required action was reviewed. The facility was also closed at the time. The follow-up report noted no new or existing violations and that no immediate action was required by the public health inspector. The premise was reopened. Click here for more information on health inspections in Simcoe Muskoka.